Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience. And I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out. Hey guys, Mubarak here of Impenny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this video, I want to be able to provide an intro video for anybody who is just finding out about cryptocurrency. Don't worry, I know you've heard a lot about it, or even if you've heard it and have some experience with it, this is just a overall cap of what exactly cryptocurrency is. All right, so you know, it's all in the news. You've heard about probably Bitcoin and some of these different cryptocurrencies, blockchain, all that. So I want to provide this as an opportunity for you guys to kind of understand what it is. All right, so this we're going to get into in a minute. This website is called CoinMarketCap, and it goes over the different cryptocurrencies out there. There's a lot of them right now. You know, just a few years ago there was only a handful of them. Now we're over 10,000 different cryptocurrencies, and more come out every day. But what exactly even is cryptocurrency? Essentially, you should just think about it as a type of currency, just like the US dollar or whatever country you're from, whatever currency they use. It's money, but it's a digital version of it. All right. So there's no government associated with it. There's no type of, you know, regulatory body. Even these cryptocurrencies, for example, not blockchain. That's the technology. But basically the, you know, the different coins, like the ones you see here, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tether, some of them have companies associated with them, but a lot of them are what they call decentralized. All right. So what decentralized basically is that it allows for no governing body to run it, right? So for example, with the United States, with the US dollar, there's the Fed, US Treasury, the Federal Reserve. They have the ability to choose whether or not to print money. And then their dealings with international trade has to do with whether or not the value of the dollar gets stronger or weaker. You know, governments have central banks and they can print money, just like the United States did with this whole COVID pandemic. And you don't really have any control over it, right? Now, fortunately, the US dollar itself is very stable for the most part. But if you're in other countries, you might not have that. And there's multiple examples of countries like Greece, a lot in Europe, a lot in Africa, a lot in even Eastern Asia, Western Asia too, really. South America, Venezuela, all of these different types of countries might not have that stability in their currency, right? So it even says here, when one of these countries, like they have in the past, when they print money too much, then what happens is that the value of the dollar that you might have in your bank or in your mattress or in your savings isn't worth as much. And so all of a sudden, you now have no control and no power over what's happening with your money. But what's happening with cryptocurrency is that it was really kind of made, you know, going to some of the history of it. The first one ever was really called Bitcoin, right? Developed in 2008. And essentially what it is it's used as a digital technology that people have now associated a value with. And that's what you kind of see here. So when you think cryptocurrency, you can think of things such as like the stock market, essentially. But rather than when you look at the stock market, you're buying into shares of a stock. In this scenario with cryptocurrency, you're basically utilizing a different type of currency. So you're converting your money, your dollar, whatever, you know, value money you have to the coin itself. So for example, it has a fluctuating value just like different currencies do, right? The yen, the US dollar, the Pakistani rupee, whichever one will have a constantly fluctuating price. The thing with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is that it has been such a wild ride. If you can see, you know, it was around 6,000, 5,000. There was a massive spike up in around 2018 where it shot up to almost $20,000. And then it kind of crashed out and people stopped giving it attention. But now in 2021 and onward, it almost peaked up to 60K. It did pass 60K, 63K almost, you can see here. And there's billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars in the cryptocurrency market. And this is just Bitcoin alone. You can see here that the market cap is now a trillion or over a trillion. And there's just an insane amount of capital because it's a global type of currency. So any company, any country, any person in the world has the ability to trade in and out of it. So cryptocurrency is based on a specific technology off of blockchain. And there are some risks to it, but fortunately, the best thing about it is that nobody has been able to hack it yet. And what I mean by that is that it hasn't been able to be duplicated, and it works on a trackable type of system. So let's take a look at some of the key benefits, right? Is that it gives you charge of your own money because you're not working with, you don't have to worry about your bank closing or your bank even allowing you to have that money. You're not really working with a middle processor. You're just very much utilizing your own money and being able to have full control of it. There's a lot of myths here that would probably be good to kind of just circumvent or just destroy right now. A lot of people think that there's a lot of privacy, anonymity, meaning like, people won't be able to tell you what, who's using the cryptocurrency or who's doing the trading. All transactions, this is very important to know, all transactions made with cryptocurrencies are on a public chain. So what's happening is that there is a literal paper trail or digital trail, really not a paper trail, but a digital trail of the way that the actual funds are being transported. So, and obviously blockchain is not only Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just the first blockchain. Blockchain refers to the actual technology that is used for this type of digital currency. And in future videos, I'll go into more information about how cryptocurrency is created and, how it's mined and what blockchain is. But I just want to provide this as an intro to cryptocurrency, mainly for people who haven't been exposed to it before or, just to get a bit more of an informational understanding of it. The most important thing to know about cryptocurrency is the wallets which hold your cryptocurrency. So just like a bank account. The good thing, though, is that you have control of this wallet. Now, there's certain companies like Robinhood, Coinbase, Binance that you've probably heard of that operate like a stock exchange or operate like an exchange or a company that helps you manage your cryptocurrency. But again, when you go through those types of markets or those types of companies, you're still basically working with a bank or with basically another financial firm that's holding onto your funds. So, in the past, there has been certain issues with like nothing recently, but like 5 or 6 years ago, 2015, 2016, there was a hacking into certain cryptocurrency exchanges. And if you don't use a legit one or like a very popular one, then you do have that risk. So I definitely recommend, there are offline wallets, which is like a hardware wallet, what people refer to as cold wallets, where you can actually get like a USB or like an actual type of device that'll hold your funds. And so if you have a large amount that you plan on transferring or putting into it, I definitely recommend utilizing something of that fashion. But in the next video and in a couple of the description below and the comments below, I'm going to kind of mention and list out some hardware providers and some exchanges upon which you can kind of get set up with it. So hope that helped. If you do want to learn more, at InPennyStock, we do have an actual cryptocurrency course that actually goes over the background behind cryptocurrency, how you can use it to profit. We're basically making it a full-fledged out course. So right now it's a little bit more introductory, but it does have 20-30 videos, whole kind of course setup that lays out exactly what you need in order to become an experienced and profitable, right, cryptocurrency trader. So hope this video helps. If you guys have any questions, leave a comment below. And if you like this content, definitely subscribe. And finally, if you have any questions and you don't want to leave a comment below and you want to send it private to me, feel free to reach out to me at admin, that's admin, at inpennystock.com. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care.